And of course, the big questions, the info paths, the workflow, the forms, the workflows. I want to ask you, each of you, what are you doing today to solve that problem at the office, right? The forms, the workflows.
So I guess I'll take my first shot at it. As a developer, we tend to just go on our own solution. Obviously, I every time this forms conversation comes up, I think people lump it all together. And what I mean by that is there's actually two different segments. There's end users or power users, and there's developers. Mm-hmm. Both of them actually want to build forms.
Yeah.
The scenarios are completely different. Obviously, the end user, power user one has to be much more, you know, user friendly, and developers are like, fine, slinging a little bit of code, but if there's something to make our jobs easier, we love it, right? So, from a developer standpoint, you know, we're still building forms a lot the way we did, you know, years ago. We're making pages, we're using JavaScript, we're submitting stuff with
ties back to being a web developer.
Yeah, right? All part of being a web developer, and you can do it. One way or another, you're going to call into an API and write your data to wherever you want it to go, whether it's in SharePoint or something else. So okay. I think for us right now, you know, I see people coming to us and say, hey, build us a form still. Is it the most cost effective? Is it, you know,
yeah.
No, but you're able to meet your requirements, although you're going to spend a little more money, right? But, you know, if you want something that works well on mobile devices or something like that, I can build you that. Obviously, what we have with the tools that are included out of the box, you know, that's a bit of a challenge.
I think that the story is the story is evolving. For me, I'm trying to live in that mobile first, cloud first world, and I believe that as we start to build new applications for people, the consideration that we have to have is to build with the thought of mobile and then work your way backward. The way that I think about the solution is that if you solve the mobile problem, you've solved all of the other problems that you're going to have down the pipe anyway, because you're making something lighter, you're making it more responsive to use. So it already solves your performance problem, it already solves your usability, or it should solve your usability problem. Forms in that aspect then needs to be transformative, that it can be used on an app. It can't be clunky. And in the end, I believe that forms would have to evolve to solving a particular problem, right? So you're looking at a set of data points to bring to the form, and you're doing some validation there. So I believe writing apps, whether you're using Cordova and making it more HTML5 CSS and JavaScript, or you're doing something native using the Xamarin or using Xcode, Swift, or Java, I think that's the future of what forms have to be. It's not there yet, and a lot of people make investments in InfoPath, I know, and it's going to be a difficult conversation to have with them, because people have made bets on their career saying we're going to do InfoPath, and we're telling them, hey, that has to evolve.
I agree with everything that you just said, but poor Karen in accounting that needs to create a simple form and a workflow has not given one iota of thought to performance and doesn't really need to, because she's given a tool and she expects that tool behaves a certain way. So I think that there's multiple fronts on the forms and the workflow solution that need to be solved. I do think that right now for an organization in the current state of things, they're going to have a solution in the fall. They've been telling us that for many years. They just have not stated
which fall is that?
So they haven't said what fall it's coming, but one of these falls we're going to have a solution. It's a hard problem because it needs to work, and it needs to work in the mobile first, cloud first, but it needs to work for a developer, and it needs to work for someone who's not going to use any syntax or semicolons.
Yeah.
So what I say right now to organizations and the advice I'd give is that it is a strategic decision for what you guys are going to do for forms, because you're making an investment in whatever you do. If you really need, at this point in time, power users to be able to go in and build their own forms with no IT experience, then you need to purchase a third-party tool. So you need to look at different tools that are out there. There are many of them out there. Mm-hmm. You need to go and invest in a solution like that.
Right.
If you just need to do some apps, I like to look at things like United Way as an example. What if I just need to do a form to collect United Way information for 1 year? You know what? It's not going to matter if I just do it on InfoPath. If I'm going to build a new tracking system that's going to impact the entire organization, I should be talking to a developer. So if it's impacting the entire company, I take it out of the hands of end users. If you're involved in something that's impacting the entire company, then get it up to a developer. And if you and the developer decide, maybe InfoPath is fine for what you're trying to do, but take it out of there. If it's a small, unimpactful event, keep using InfoPath. I know it's not the answer that people want. Keep using it. If you need a strategy for everybody.
It got big because they said they won't support you in 2023. But I think the first thing I say is, when's the last time you called Microsoft for support?
Well, now it's later than 2023 because they're keeping it in.
So, I mean,
I never call for support. And I mean, it's fine. There's going to be another. It's like as if in SharePoint 2003, I would panic because they said that in SharePoint 2016, they won't have X feature anymore. I'm like, hopefully there'll be something else by then.
Yeah. So I just don't. It's a big deal. And people need to think about it. Yeah. And if you're building nothing but InfoPath forms all day long, probably need to have a conversation, you know, get some therapy, get some love. But the rest of it, I mean, there's no alternative right now. And then we need to bug the bejeebus out of Microsoft until they give us a tool to do it. Yep. And hopefully something is coming in the fall. One of these falls.
You know, I'm always the contrarian, right? I mean, have you caught on to that at all? Yeah. I mean, I think to me, this is a bit of a mountain and molehill problem. I mean, forms are not a thing. You know, that we use forms sometimes in our lives. We type stuff into them, and then data goes somewhere, right? That form is not a thing to us, usually. You know, InfoPath forms are way overkill for a lot of things. List forms are overkill for a lot of things. I mean, note cards are fine, too. It depends on what we're doing, right? So I think that we don't need a solution, and I think this is one of the problems that Microsoft has. We don't need a solution that goes everywhere from the simplest to the ultimate hardest. We need a bunch of things that will solve those problems in relatively easy ways. InfoPath was part of that spectrum. Right. Custom development is part of that spectrum. But we're also building a lot of single-page apps now. Guess what? We put stuff in those. We type stuff. Is that a form? Well, it's not really. You know, we're putting ways for people to enter stuff in lots of different places on a screen. So the whole concept of forms as a thing, I think, is sort of overblown. And then we haven't talked much about workflows here, but the fact that everyone seems to want to conflate forms and workflow to me is also a mistake. They're separate things. You need to be able to put data in so that it goes into a database, and then what happens with that data is a separate concept. So we don't have to have them all, you know, this perfect tool meshed with perfect workflows to solve the most complex problems in the world.
Right.
With that, you know, for us to move forward, we need all the bits and pieces that'll work for the different use cases.
And I think most people don't care what the tool
Nobody
is that
cares.
Comes back. I just want to be able to do this. I want to be able to quickly get my job done efficiently, take advantage of tools without having to call IT. And there's a lot of ways they can solve that in the fall.
So I guess the answer is
whatever that
keep on
fall
waiting
may be.
Or yeah. I guess that's the answer.
Well, just keep on doing
keep on
things.
Evaluating.
Keep on doing things, right? I mean, your business isn't going to stop. If you need a new form, you're going to build a new form in Word or, you know, InfoPath or whatever it is, right? And just deal with it.
Yeah, and whatever they come out with, I mean, if we look at the paths that they've taken for other releases, we're going to end up with a group scenario. We're going to end up with a solution that they give us that we're going to be like, what?
Yeah, no.
And then we're going to just have to keep watching and waiting. And in the meantime, what are we going to do? We're going to just kind of have to keep working through it, and then keep giving our feedback and see where the product goes.
Indeed.
Excellent. So again, thanks everyone for joining. We talked about a lot of things today. We talked about the on-premises release and what should developers do or focus on in the future. We talked about groups. We talked about where to invest your efforts as well as a power user in many aspects of the groups versus team sites and what we can do. And then lastly, we finished with forms and workflows and what we could do. So before we end, again, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming all the way here at the ShareGate office and filming some of the funny videos that you'll see somewhere on the internet. But before we finish, just maybe remind everyone that's watching who you are and where they can maybe reach you, a blog or a website, company. Corey?
Sure. Thanks again for having us. You can find me again. My name is Corey Roth. You can find my Twitter at that same name, at Corey Ross, CoreyRoth. And, of course, my blog at .netmafia.com.
By the way, it's where I learned a lot about search. Yeah. So definitely check that out. Entity extraction. No metadata, no problem. My favorite blog post.
I love it. Jennifer Mason, you can get me on Twitter at Jennifer Mason or my blog, jenniferandmason.com. I host a biweekly show on IT Unity called Office 365 Pulse, where we go in and talk about all of the changes that have been happening to Office 365, the newest releases, and then I often have a guest host where we pick a topic, much like today, and we just discuss what's going on. So hopefully we will see you out there.
And it's fun.
My name is Fabian Williams, and you can reach me on Twitter at Fabian Williams, and I blog also at FabianGWilliams.com, usually on topics around Azure, mobile, BizTalk, BCS, workflows.
And I'm Mark Anderson. I'm known as Simp Mark, just about anywhere that I make an account somewhere. It's S-Y-M-P-M-A-R-C. I have a blog, HTTP. Oh, well, we know that part, don't we? SimpMark.com and on Twitter, SimpMark. So thanks again for having us here, Ben. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, everyone. Have an awesome day.